Around two-thirds of respondents in a Canstar survey believing wages in New Zealand are falling behind other OECD countries, I spoke to Council of Trade Union President Richard Wagstaff and asked him if wages are keeping up with inflation.
No, they're not, and there's a number of ways that wages are measured, but the Labour Cost Index since June last year to June 2017 shows that wages have fallen behind the rate of inflation by 0.1%. Before inflation they are 1.7%, after inflation they're minus 0.1%. There's also the quarterly employment survey average hourly wage which shows wages have fallen by minus 0.2%. So wages aren't keeping up with inflation, and it's particularly bad if you're low paid. The lowest paid are having the least wage increases, except those on the minimum wage, where minimum wage increases tend to be higher than people just above the minimum wage.
So is this something we're seeing across New Zealand or in sort of specific industries?
It's pretty well across New Zealand, apart from the well-paid. People who are higher on the scale of wages do better. Two-thirds of the working population are under the average wage, and it's those people under the average wage who aren't doing well. But people who are paid well tend to get even bigger increases, and that's all part of the growing inequality we have when it comes to wages. But I think the important thing to note too is that it's not just a question of whether your pay is keeping up with inflation. It's also a question of whether working people are getting a fair share of the gains being made by the whole country. And unfortunately, the proportion of the economy that is spent on wages is over time falling and projected to continue falling. Now it's, you know, under 50% of the nation's income goes to wage and salary earners, when it was much higher than that. 10 years ago, it was actually just over 45%, but in the last Helen Clark's government, it rose to well over 50%, and now it's dropping again. So the point here being that, you know, wages should be more than keeping up with inflation. They should also be about sharing the gains in the wider economy, and unfortunately, corporates are making bigger gains than inflation. Working people aren't even keeping up with inflation.
So I guess why is this all happening is the question.
Yeah, well, I think the answer to that is because we don't have an effective way for setting wages. We essentially have working people who are largely in a relationship with their employer, which is imbalanced. They don't get an opportunity to really negotiate with their employer. Most of them are basically told, here is your rate of pay, there is really no discussion about it. A large number of people, over 100,000 people, actually don't even have a written employment agreement, and only one in five workers is in a union and actually negotiates their pay. So, you know, in terms of the ability of working people to really influence their rate of pay, it's not that much. If you're a very rare and valuable commodity, you might have a bit of pulling power, but otherwise it's really a buyer's market, that is, employers are setting the rate of pay, and they're setting it at a rate which means they're not sharing in the gains they're making.
Finally, what do you make of the argument some put forward that having a low-wage economy is a good thing, that it makes us more competitive?
I think it's bunkum. If you look at countries that pay a higher wages, they're much more competitive than us. And, you know, the biggest example of that are the Scandinavians. They have much higher wages. Workers have a much greater share in their economy. Their businesses are more competitive than New Zealand's. Their productivity is much higher than New Zealand's, and their unemployment rates are better. So there is no evidence of that. The thing is, if working people are paid more, they spend it, especially the low paid. They spend it in New Zealand. They spend it on New Zealand businesses. They grow the economy from the bottom up, because the alternative is to believe in the trickle down. In fact, in our view, there's evidence to suggest that low wage economies are an inhibitor to higher productivity, because employers tend to try to eke out savings by reducing wages rather than finding smarter and better ways of working. And again, you look at higher wage economies, the Germanys, the Scandinavians and so forth, they are also far more productive. It doesn't have to be this way. Historically, we've had better wages as a proportion of our economy than we've got now. We've just been on the receiving end of two or three decades of trickle-down thinking, and it hasn't trickled down. No one should be surprised about that. We need far better employment law, stronger unions, and better representation to enable workers to really negotiate a fair deal.
For Response, I also spoke with Business New Zealand's Manager of Employment Relations Policy, Paul Mackay, and asked him why wages are slipping behind inflation.
Well, in fact, they are. If you look at the indicators like the Labour Cost Index, the CPI, then broadly speaking, especially since about 2012, wages have been fractionally ahead of inflation almost all the way. So from looking at the basic figures, the CPI has been tracking below 1 or over 1, but under 2 almost all the way since 2012, except I think March this year, just went over, fraction over 2 for a while. But the labour cost index has been in the high ones, like the 1.8 thereabouts, pretty much all the way through. So on the average, wages are slightly ahead of inflation.
So are you happy where wages are at right now?
Well, from an economic point of view, they're sensible because, broadly speaking, any business that wants to succeed is going to keep its costs at the upper end of the acceptable margins. And that basically says you don't pay more than you absolutely have to. And if costs aren't driving things like the need for labour up, then basically wages are doing what they should do from an economics perspective. The big question, of course, is whether or not people feel like they've got enough money in their pockets. And that's a different question altogether. And that's driven by a number of other perceptions, albeit not food is probably not one of them. It's usually one of the bigger indicators. But if we look at the food index, that's actually been historically at low levels, in fact, even at negative levels in the same period. I think the big thing is to remember that the way to get wages up is to increase the value of what's produced. And that means investing in business. And that means business is succeeding. It means that profit is not a dirty word. It's actually a signal of success. So what we need to do is make sure we create the opportunities for all businesses to succeed, because then they need to produce more, they need more people, they need higher skilled people. Of course, higher skilled people attract more better wages. So lifting the skills base, the value of what we produce, is the ultimate secret. And we all need the magic recipe for that. That's the one we've been searching for.